This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, filling in for Terry Gross. Today we remember jazz singer and pianist Shirley Horn, who died last week at the age of 71. We broadcast a 1992 concert she performed in the Fresh Air studio. Shirley Horn was the opposite of a belter. She had a small voice and an intimate style. There were performances in which every note and every pause seemed perfect. Horn made her first record back in 1962. One of her first champions was Miles Davis. There's a new anthology of her work called But Beautiful on Verve, released earlier this month. Performing with her during the concert were the longtime members of her trio, drummer Steve Williams and the late bassist Charles Abels, who died in 2002. And, of course, Shirley Horn, who was at the piano. Here she is in a 2002 concert from the Fresh Air studio.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Shoo-be-doo-bee. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses, to rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy. For us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Every time.
every time. Every time. Every time.
Wow. Are we lucky or what? That sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. Shirley Horn singing, and at the piano, Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams drums. Shirley Horn, I'm listening to you singing and playing piano and thinking, she almost became a classical pianist. Because you were a prodigy. You had a scholarship to Juilliard when you were young, which I think you never actually took.
No, my parents couldn't afford to. They couldn't afford it.
The scholarship didn't pay your living expenses,
no,
so you didn't have
it.
Yeah. No. Now, is that why you didn't become a classical pianist?
I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know if I would have gone into jazz anyway. But then Earl Garner came along and he influenced me.
Did he come along in person or on record?
No, on record. He had a hit record. It was called Penthouse Serenade. Yeah, I remember that. I used to sit with the record player next to me on the piano and play his record over and over and over and just copy him note for note. He used to drive my mother crazy, but he was like the beginning, you know.
Did you sing before you started singing professionally? Because I know you started out as a pianist. You didn't start singing as a performer till a little bit later. I don't know exactly when.
Well, I sang in Sunday school and church, and but I was sneaking a job at a dinner theater in Washington. And there was an old gentleman who would come in every night, tip his hat, have dinner, and leave, right? And it was getting close to Christmas, and he came in with this teddy bear, as tall as I. And for some reason, I just felt, I said, that's my teddy bear. It was beautiful, great big turquoise teddy bear. And he sent a note to me and said, if you sing Melancholy Baby, the teddy bear is yours. And I sang Melancholy Baby. You know, I knew all kind of songs and things. My mother is very musical. My family is very musical. And I heard the best music at home, you know.
So that was the first time you
sang?
That
was the first time.
Outside of church, in public?
Yeah. I'm scared to death. But there was a woman there whose name was Clara Bow, an older woman who played and sang. She was terrific. And she sort of looked out for me. And she went to the owner and said, well, she can sing, so she's got to get more money. So I went from $75 a week to $175 a week.
Wow.
That was a lot of money then.
Well, that's a big jump, too.
Yeah. So I said, well, okay, I'll sing. You know, I never studied, you know. I just, I guess maybe listened to my mom, and that was it.
This would be a good time to hear you sing some more. Can I ask you to... to do another song?
Sure.
Great.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. To be sad, thinking of you. some others I've seen. Might never be me, might never be cross, but try to be boss. But they didn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you.
Oh, that's truly beautiful. We have Shirley Horn on vocals and at the piano, with Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams on drums. Well, I almost feel like at a loss for words. It's just so wonderful to have you here. You know, you were telling us before how you started to play after that whole melancholy baby story where somebody came in and asked you to sing. I mean, how you started to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love your voice, and it's a very small voice, and I think some singers feel that to really sing, you've got to have like a big voice. Did you ever feel that way yourself? That did you ever try to push your voice to be bigger than it is? Louder?
Well, I'll tell you like this. I can scream. it kind of depends on the song, and the songs that I like, that I lean toward, are need a soft approach. There's some boisterous... I've done some singing, you would be surprised. You know, I don't prefer it.
Do you think of yourself as being shy as a performer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does that affect you when you're performing?
I think I'm myself, you know, when I'm performing. I'm not a, you know, I've had the pleasure to go to listen to singers, performers, and they get on the microphone and it's all this blah, 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 talk and everything. You know, I came to hear you sing. Sing. You know, whatever you're going to do, do it. Right? I don't think all that's necessary. I'm kind of a laid-back person. I've always been a little shy. Right, guys?
I take it you're not shy with the band.
Oh, we're family. You know what happens with family.
Jazz singer and pianist Shirley Horn from a 1992 concert in the studio with Terry Gross.
Shirley Horn, one of your first real champions was Miles Davis. And he, one of the last records that he made before he died was sitting in on one of your recent albums. He got in touch with you after your first record and asked you to sit in with him or to open for him at the Village Vanguard in New York.
No, he asked... I was in Virginia with my husband at my mother-in-law's table, eating all kind of good food and everything. And the phone rang, and I said, Miss Ollie, this is for you. I went to the phone and, Shirley, when I want you to come to New York, some people I think you should meet. And I said to myself, I said, who is this? It's Miles Davis. And I thought it was a friend of mine, somebody making a joke with me. And I went back to the table because, you know, it's all kind of fried chicken and red-eyed gravy and buttermilk biscuits and, oh, boy. And I started thinking, I said, Chef, that's my husband, I said, I think I better go to New York. And I did. I called a friend of the family, met me, and we went to his house to let me know that he was serious. He had some young kids then, and they were singing. I mean, 4, 5, 6 like that. They were singing songs for my first record. So, yes, and I did meet some very important people with him.
Did he tell you what he responded to about your music?
He liked my use of space. And my chords, and the way my voicings, and the way I played and sang, you know. Well, the use of space, you know.
It's an interesting thing for him to respond to, since he also used space.
Yes.
In his playing, yeah. So, did you remain close over the years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't see a lot of each other because he was very busy, you know, but toward the end we were very close, spiritually. He was a great man. I miss him a lot. He's part of me is gone with him, you know.
Yeah. I got to get back to your childhood when you were playing classical music.
Mm-hmm.
What introduced you to classical music?
My grandmother told my mother to give me piano lessons because I couldn't stay away from that piano. You go to my grandmother's house, she had a parlor. You know, that's where company went, and it was always cold in there. And she had an old upright piano. And I wouldn't go out and play with the other kids. I would just go and sit on it. And I remember putting on a coat always. And she had a stool, you know, wound up and down. And my grandmother said, told my mother, give me lessons. And so I had lessons when I was 4. I couldn't read or write. Other kids would cry and what have you when they went to take the lessons, and I always look forward to it.
You mentioned it was cold in the parlor where your grandmother had the piano.
That's where company went, you know. But always it was closed. Those French doors were always closed. But I would go in there, and they wouldn't bother me, and I'd stay in there always with a coat on. Right? And I'd pick at this piano, you know.
If you don't mind my mentioning this, in between songs you've been putting on gloves.
Yeah, my hands stay a little cold. I have a bit of a problem. Sometimes I play in gloves. In fact, I'll be playing in gloves at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you wear those, like, white sheer gloves to play in?
Yeah, these. Same ones.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. So it keeps the circulation better in your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Is your touch okay? When you're wearing the gloves? So flexible you could pick up a dime, right? Remember those commercials?
Really. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are for rubber gloves, yeah. Well, we have time for one more song.
Okay. What is it?
Fooling Myself is what you're going to do.
Okay. I tell myself I'm through with you, and I'll have nothing more to do with you. I ran away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair. But they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself. Every time I pass and see my face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud. And every time I see you in a crowd, I ran away. But every day, I'm just fooling myself. Looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud. And every time I see you in a crowd, I may pretend this is the end. I'm just fooling. I'm just fooling. I'm just fooling myself.
We've made today a very special day for us. I want to thank you so much for performing on Fresh Air. It's really been very special. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Jazz singer and pianist Shirley Horn recorded in 1992. She died last week at the age of 71. There's a new anthology of her recordings on Verve. It's called But Beautiful.